What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803 Rock.
I mean, some of them sometimes. Like, I don't know. Like, I fathom if you're going out, like, rock climbing or you're driving through mud puddles.
Yeah.
Not mud puddles, mud holes.
You're mudding. Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes in the city, I'm just like, that can't be, like, why do you need that giant truck?
Well, I realize there's a lot of people who do construction who come in from out of town to do contracts.
No, that's fair. I'm talking about, like, the lift. Like
your
that,
neighbor in the city who's got this
right, like, that lady that ran over that, like, sports car. Like, she just couldn't
no,
see.
No, she didn't. I mean, she ran, I'm talking, like, her front wheels were up near, I'm near the dashboard of the car.
Right.
You know, the Ferrari's so low, or Lambo, or whatever the hell it is. I mean, she basically just drove up on it, like she was going up a hill.
Yeah.
Like, oops.
Yeah, then she gets out and it's like, oh my God.
I can't believe
I drove over this car.
I did it in a giant passenger van once I was driving.
What'd you drive over?
Just same thing, kind of like that. Like there was a smaller car behind me. And I was, you know, I was 19 working at basketball camp. And I was backing it up. And I'm like, what is that? That's weird. And I pulled up and I realized I had kind of got on the front of this car's hood.
Okay.
Yeah. Not bad.
Did you leave a note?
No.
You just took off.
Yeah, that was coaches. It was like the camp's van. I wasn't good. I wasn't going down for that.
No, of course not.
Hell no.
It was the day all the kids were leaving.
I'm not taking responsibility.
No.
No. God, no. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803 Rock.
Didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah. I get hell for stealing a grape.
You're in your 50s. I was 19.
Yeah. They have a deal on grapes right now, so I had a couple the other day.
Eat two more free?
No, they're having a sale, so I figured it'd be okay if I took a couple.
Well, these are on sale, man.
Well, I mean, like, they're not that valuable now.
I pray to God one day somebody just...
Montgomery!
I know the produce manager. He's not going to call me out.
Does he know you're eating his grapes?
I don't know if he does yet or not. I don't know if he listens to the show. I'm only waiting for really for the cotton candy ones.
Do you buy those or are you just going to eat them when you grow?
I just have a couple of them.
Okay. I can't wait for them.
No, because I really want the grapes because I can't believe they taste like cotton candy.
They do.
It just blows my mind. So I have to.
So that's your excuse.
Let me make sure that this is still really
true. All right.
But like the QFC I go to, right? Like,
yeah.
Like they have a little bakery section
mm-hmm.
and they put Top Pots in there. And would I just open that, just like, I'm just going to break off a little half donut here?
Right. No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, make sure the donut tastes like a donut.
But if they had like I think they want you to kind of.
I don't think they do.
To try it.
I don't think they do. Because when they do a thing called samples. Like they will have an old lady holding a tray saying, hey, come here. We would like you to try this. I don't think the food is just kind of like a.
I'm cutting out the middleman.
Yeah. An interactive.
Didn't you used to take like banana chips and stuff from the bulk item bins?
Yeah, when I was 9.
Right. Yeah, we'll see.
Yes, he was a child.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, I know the produce guy in the evenings. I like him.
Yeah.
Ask him if it's a big deal.
I you know what? I will. We chat every time. We've been chatting a lot of soccer. I'm like, hey man.
If I come in here,
it just steals.
Yes, gray cloud on YouTube. Yes, cotton candy grapes. They exist. Try one. Just take one out of the bag and try it at the.
Oh yeah, honest to God, dude, they taste like cotton candy.
It's amazing.
But buy them. Don't steal them.
Right, Miles. If you want to steal them, don't advise them.
I'm tasting them.
Well, I understand that, but I believe they call that theft. Well,
I didn't have sex with your girlfriend. I was testing her out.
Testing her vagina.
I wouldn't even if they had donut holes in the case. I wouldn't take one of those.
I might take one of those.
Did you take one of those?
No.
Okay, but I mean,
you wouldn't take a donut hole.
I mean, according to Grape Guy, it's closer to the size of a grape.
I might take a donut hole, but I feel like that's different. Like, how can I resist that? You know.
Well, the bags are open with the grapes in them. They're not even sealed. They're like, here, take me. It's the same thing with a cherry tomato.
Yes,
that's not wrapped.
Look at all those mushrooms. I mean, they're just sitting there in a basket.
Yeah, just grab them. What? Just to make sure you want to eat them. What did you step on, sit on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Doc. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola, guys.
Hola.
So, my friend and I, we were driving from Gulfport, Mississippi to White Sands, New Mexico because we were changing duty stations. It was my turn to drive, and it was late at night and driving on a highway going to White Sands in New Mexico.
Is that 10 the whole way?
Pardon me?
Is that 10 the whole way?
Yes.
Okay.
So what ended up happening was that it looked like somebody took thousands of bottles and threw them on the ground. So when I was driving, I hit it, and the front tire started giving out. So I slammed on the brakes, pulled off to the side, and I stepped outside to see what was going on. As soon as I stepped outside and I looked in the headlights, there were thousands of tarantulas on the ground.
No thanks.
So I hopped back into the car real quick, closed the door since I left it open, and I progressed really slow. Well, I noticed that there was a tarantula crawling up my friend's leg.
Nope.
So I did the only thing I thought I could do.
Opened his door, pushed his friend's ass out.
Exactly.
I swung as hard as I could, and I missed the tarantula and hit his boys.
Oh.
He wasn't wearing a seatbelt. His head came straight forward. He hit the dashboard, cracked the dash, and knocked himself out.
While having a tarantula on him, after you knocked him in the jimmy.
Don't know where the tarantula went. All I know is that we made to White Sands. As soon as we got on base, I hopped out of the car. My buddy finally came to, and he was complaining that his head was hurting. The next day, he goes out there to look at his car, and he's like, what the hell happened? Because there's crap all over the side of his car. His dashboard's cracked, and the first thing he says is, my boys are killing me. What the hell happened?
So he didn't know any of this had happened?
Nope, he didn't know.
Did you keep driving with a tarantula in the vehicle?
Yes, I did.
See, that would be my first.
I would have a very difficult time doing that.
No, I would pull over to an exit red stop something and say, like, hey, wake my buddy up. We got to find this thing before we keep going.
I'm going to pull my buddy out, and I'm going to light his car.
I'm not having this thing crawl up my shoulder.
That is what would have happened. I mean, we talked to a woman years ago. She went to visit a friend somewhere in the Caribbean.
Mexico.
And was it Mexico?
Mexico, yeah.
And I think it was August. Anyway, it's hurricane season. And what we didn't know, we learned this from her, was that when a hurricane's coming, all the local tarantulas get together, form this one mass and go for higher ground. All right. So she's in the cab, I believe it was, and she realizes, like, the cab's driving over top of all these tarantulas. And apparently her friend's house was on top of a bit of a hill, so it kind of like a steep driveway, but she's, man, there's literally tarantulas everywhere. So calls her friend to say, like, I'm down the driveway from your house, but like, I can't get those tarantulas everywhere. And the friend's just like, look, dude, a hurricane's coming. You've just got to walk over top of the tarantulas. So we're like, well, what did you do? She's like, I walked over top of the tarantulas. I'm like,
Pulling luggage.
It was horrible. She said it's like the worst thing she's ever had to do in her life. Right. That's right. Rolling her suitcases up.
Yeah. Rolling the suitcases would bug me. Stomping those bastards would be fun.
Yeah, but they're everywhere.
I know.
It's one thing if there's one or two and you stomp. I mean, like she said, the entire ground is made of tarantula. I'm like, I would still be in that cab.
My issue that I worry about is driving on the highway and there might be a snake in my car.
Why would there be a snake in your car?
Don't know. But that is just random. The way you guys feel about spiders is the way I feel about snakes. Like, I would just have to stop and get out of the car.
Mm-hmm. I didn't step on a snake, but it went through my legs when I was peeing.
Yeah, that's good.
That freaked me out.
Well,
Yeah, I don't know if I would have played that course again.
I'm going there in a couple weeks.
Oh, is that the one you're going to?
Yeah, exactly. Same exact one. Our question, now, what did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So, Maryland guys, Washington, National Harbor. I was in Washington, D.C. I was taking the on-ramp over to Franconia. And my car was low, and this Canadian goose was crossing the off-ramp, and I hit him. I hit him with my low car, and it tumbled 1, 2, 3, 4, head over heels. And I just watched it. It was late at night, and there it goes. I watched it tumble, and it just kept waddling away.
So it was fine. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I've never hit an animal before in my life. Nothing went over heads over heels, and I couldn't believe it.
They are a very thick and dense animal.
Did you run over it, or did it go over the top of your car?
I think I pushed it. I pushed it forward, and it kind of did it. Thing.
Okay. It did its goose thing.
That is weird. I just thought for sure the goose would be dead. Like, nah.
Did its goose thing.
I mean, there's enough of them.
Trying to think of a nice way. If you're going to hit an animal, a Canadian goose does not necessarily get my sympathy. Maybe that's the best way to put it. Ducks, are bastards because they're bastards. Like, ducks are cool. They're fine.
Not really. I mean, I walk by them all the time on South Lake Union. They don't mess with anybody.
With the geese?
Even if they have babies. They just kind of do their own thing. I mean, they're not in attack mode.
Look, man, like I said, me and Megs were basically assaulted by geese in Portland. I'm just like,
they're
bastards.
Well, you ran down to the middle of them. They didn't assault you.
We
didn't
run to the middle, and we slowly approached them. They turned around, and basically they charged us.
Yeah.
And we ran our asses off being chased
by geese.
Well,
I almost got attacked by a duck once. But same thing. Like, I snuck up on the duck in the family, and then the mom duck tried to attack me.
Why did you sneak up on the duck family?
Because they were in the lake that I was in, so I put a ring around my head and then just crawled along the water.
That doesn't answer Miles' question.
Yeah.
Why? You know, in retrospect, don't know.
Okay.
Just, I guess I wanted to get a closer view of the ducks.
Know. Okay. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.